Gold. The price of gold has doubled in the past 5 years, and now experts are predicting gold has the potential to exceed $1,000 per ounce, and some say even more, much more. Tap into the power of gold with a free Gold Investors Kit. Call Goldline at 1-800-605-0172. Goldline has been the nation's premier gold investment company since 1960. With an investment of as little as $1,000, gold can diversify your savings, increase your growth potential, and protect your financial assets in today's unstable market. Call Goldline for your free Gold Investors Kit. 1-800-605-0172. Call right now and also ask for your free CD, How to Invest in the 2006 Gold Bull Market. Call Goldline now. 1-800-605-0172. That's 1-800-605-0172.
It's your choice. You can call Geico, go to geico.com, or check the yellow pages for the office near you. Just stop paying more for car insurance than you have to.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the 7th Annual Regional Water Bee.
You water during the cool part of the day to avoid
evaporation.
That is correct.
True or false? A good example of water conservation would be sweeping your driveway instead of spraying it.
True. The Regional Water Providers Consortium reminds you that there are lots of easy ways to save water.
On average, how many gallons of water are used each time we water the lawn?
300 gallons.
Kids know this stuff.
True or false? Water conservation is easy.
True.
How about you? Be water smart. For more simple tips, please visit our website.
Homeowners, if you want to spend less on bills, how about reducing your mortgage payment up to 33%? It's easy with Quicken Loans. Just write down this number, 800-281-6105. Quicken Loans can show you how to cut your mortgage payment up to 33% so you can make your money work harder, like paying off high-interest credit card bills, affording home improvements, or increasing your retirement savings. Just call 800-281-6105. With over 150 exclusive loan programs, the mortgage experts at Quicken Loans have something for you. This could be the most valuable call you make all year. Find out how you can cut your monthly mortgage payment up to 33%. Quicken Loans, America's home loan experts. Equal housing lender, licensed in all 50 states. Call now, 800-281-6105. That's 800-281-6105. Attention investors, how do you protect yourself against world uncertainty and rising inflation? With an investment in gold. The price of gold has doubled in the past 5 years, and now experts are predicting gold has the potential to exceed $1,000 per ounce, and some say even more, much more. Tap into the power of gold with a free Gold Investors Kit. Call Goldline at 1-800-605-0172. Goldline has been the nation's premier gold investment company since 1960. With an investment of as little as $1,000, gold can diversify your savings, increase your growth potential, and protect your financial assets in today's unstable market. Call Goldline for your free Gold Investors Kit. 1-800-605-0172. Call right now and also ask for your free CD, How to Invest in the 2006 Gold Bull Market. Call Goldline now. 1-800-605-0172. That's 1-800-605-0172.
AM 970.
KCMD. AM Ripley.
Solid State Radio.
So, it is a Rick Emerson show. We are live from Portland. 503-733-2970. You can also email if you like. It's rick at rickemerson.com. Here's what's coming up. You know, Axl Rose looks kind of scary in this picture. Here's the thing is, I think he realizes, maybe he's, I don't know. Because there was that, he did that alleged comeback in like 2001. It is sort of a popular myth. People say that Axl Rose has been a recluse and been hiding, and he's this J.D. Salinger, and it's only half true. I think it's a lot more, it's like sexier and more romantic and sort of cool to talk about how he's a recluse and nobody ever sees him. That, strictly speaking, it's not true because they've done, they did a gig in Brazil like 2 years ago in front of 90,000 people, which is not really like hiding up in the woods. It is true that he does. He has these spurts of public appearance, and then he just sort of, and then he vanishes back into it like some sort of a trapdoor spider, back into his hole. So he does appear in like little tiny, sort of moments, and then he just disappears again. But he was on the VMAs in like 2001, 2002. It was whatever the year was that Jimmy Fallon was hosting, and he looked bad, man. He had all his plastic surgery and cornrows. And it's like, if you're Axl Rose, and he still has cornrows, by the way, or they're either cornrows or just really, really, really tiny dreadlocks. But he did not look, like the old Axl in 2001, 2000. He looked like a pretty boy with too much buffing having been done on his face. But I'm looking at this picture of Axl Rose now because he was arrested yesterday, apparently, for biting someone's leg in a bar brawl. And this is after fight. He is sort of ramping up, though. This is a step up from picking a fight with a slap fight, one assumes, with Tommy Hilfiger. According to Swedish police spokesperson, Rose got into an altercation with a hotel security guard early this morning at an after party following a Guns N' Roses sold-out gig at Stockholm's Globe. See, who? I don't even understand whether the band is, if there is a band, if there isn't a band. I didn't think they were. I thought the band did it.
I think
forgive the phrase,
there's
disbanded.
A band, but it's not.
I don't know. It's like, I thought they had vanished again. Well, whatever. So they played it in Stockholm. Okay. Toe Hag, a spokesperson for the Stockholm Police Department, told MTV News, I can't imagine they get a lot of violence in Stockholm anyway. Isn't that like an Amsterdam place where you can do whatever?
Yeah.
Everybody's just stoned all the time. Rose remained in a holding cell much of the morning, sobering up before before officers could speak to him about the incident. Though he was not yet charged, he was arrested and held in jail by prosecutors on suspicion of damaging property, assaulting a security guard, and threatening police. One of the arresting officers told the Swedish newspaper Aftonbladet that Rose was, quote, aggressive and acting out following his arrest and was handcuffed due to his outbursts. There's nothing about the biting here, though. Blah, blah, blah.
Page two.
Broke a mirror. Got into an altar. Here we go. Classic Axl Rose. Picked a fight with a woman in the hotel bar. But there's nothing here about him biting anybody. Well, maybe they're just making that part up.
It just says, no, he bit him on the leg and then the hotel staff called the police.
Fantastic. But he looks kind of scary here. I mean, he looks sort of biker scary. You know? And I think you nailed it when he said that he looks Johnny Cakes. Scary. Vito Spadafore's lover on The Sopranos. All right. It's 503-73. I didn't mean to get too caught up in all this. 503-733-2970. Here's what's on the agenda, on the plate, on the horizon. Here's what's coming up. Here's what's in the pipeline. We've got Gary Baumgarten coming up late. Speaking of beating and biting, Naomi Campbell, I don't know if she bit anybody. I mean, yet. She beat somebody, an Ecuadorian maid.
She's more of a beater than a biter.
It's true. They ought to take all of these celebrities who get in trouble for this. That's a reality show right there. You just put them all in some sort of rubberized house and just let them pound the snot out of each other for some sort of a stipend, some sort of per diem every day. I would completely watch such a program. Gary Baumgarten's coming up, though, now to talk about Naomi Campbell. I guess she's facing charges. Or she's being arraigned or something this morning. Something's happening. Something today. We'll take clarifying questions about the mystery sound. Jim Rupel will join us later on to talk about... Wait, hold on.
Global warming.
Well, it is sort of global.
Oh.
In the sense that they're huge spherical human beings. That was funny. Jim Rupel will be talking about a story which contains the phrase, more sex among fat people. All right, so that's coming up. Dennis Pitsenbarger will be here. The top five hot songs as put together by Scotty J. And we have to get this song played about chicks who cut. We got to do that. And then I got all this news that hurts, and we got like 100 Britney news pieces. We got all these watches to get to. We have tickets to Offfest to give away, and Offfest is coming up this Friday at the Roseland. And it's a bunch of second stage bands from Ozfest. It's Hatebreed, who's the headliner, Unearth, Norma Jean, who's really good. And I don't know, there's a bunch of other bands. It is like 800 bands. It's like one of those, at some point in the last 10 years, it became impossible for a single band to tour every concert, which is fine. Every concert, every show you go to, there's like 15 different bands. And the show starts at noon, and it goes to like 4 in the morning, and whatever. So we've got tickets to that. We're going to be playing Spot. Oh, I heard that. That was an unpleasant squishy noise.
That was a sneeze.
Okay. But it was followed by a squishy sort of a noise.
I am gross. Okay?
It's true.
Do you think I like feeling like this?
No. No, I do not. So that's all on the way. And then tomorrow we got to go to Sarah's court date. Not Sarah's court date. But tomorrow is the court date for the woman who, allegedly, she did it, smashed into Sarah's car and destroyed it. And we have a mole on the inside who has been feeding us inside information. Now, do we know what time her court date is?
He said to be there at 8:30.
Yeah, and unfortunately for us, the court is right down the street. And so that will be during the fine Stephanie Miller program, which is fantastic, by the way, which you really ought to be listening to. Somebody asked me what the Stephanie Miller show was like. They tuned in late and they missed it. If you haven't heard the Stephanie Miller show, the Stephanie Miller show is airing from 6 to 9 a.m. on this very fine radio station as of now. It is now our morning show, 6 to 9 a.m. It is sort of like a three-hour noon news hour. Except with, Stephanie Miller. So if you like the new news hour, you'll love the Stephanie Miller show. It is like a three-hour noon news hour. So I strongly encourage you, if you like this radio program, especially the first hour of it, you ought to check out Stephanie Miller mornings 6 to 9. Because whatever else you're listening to may be informative, but it's probably goddamn dull. And you know what I'm talking about. It's 503-733-2970. Let's get this. Okay, so there's this thousands of people at Pioneer Courthouse Square, right?
Yeah, it's about.
This is Diana, our good friend Diana downtown. What's the good word, sister?
Well, there were thousands of people. We almost saw a stretch Hummer get hit by a MAX train. That was pretty cool.
But it didn't happen?
No, but the driver, the MAX, kept on pushing forward, and the limo driver did everything but flip him off. It was great.
Fantastic. All right, has there been...
They had Cadillacs, they had, the black, orange, and white. They had them standing up through the top of the stretch Hummer, holding up the trophy.
Fantastic. Now, is the crowd mostly dispersed?
Well, yeah, as soon as the guys left, yeah.
Well, there you go. We're Johnny on the spot once again.
Yeah, well, I called in time, dude.
We were a little late getting to the call. All right. Hey, yeah. Diana, let me ask you this. If there's a town that has two people in it, so let's say Otis, and then another person moves to the town, raising the population from 2 to 3, what percent increase is that?
Well, that's a 50% increase.
Aha! I knew it. But Tim was saying a third. That doesn't make any sense.
Let it be known that I ended up with a private tutor every summer for mathematics.
Well, it was a 50% increase. Now, if you have a person leave, it's only a 33% decrease.
Oh, I feel a little bit better.
But see, that makes my head hurt, so I can't think about that.
Well,
all right.
Look, that's what you keep people like us around for.
It is true. All right. Thank you, Diana.
Okay. Oh, do I get to ask a clarifying question?
Oh, God. About the mystery sound?
Well, look, this thing's killing us all.
All right, it really is. It is cutting away little pieces of our soul and grinding them into fine powder. Not unlike grinding them underneath the heels worn by Lisa Goddard, CNN radio correspondent in Washington, D.C. today.
You know, she's not the only gal in high heels, and you know it.
How many conversations do you... Maybe you're the wrong example, Diana. I was going to say, how many conversations do you have where you just volunteer that you're wearing high heels? So I'm just making the observation. Okay, yes, ask a clarifying sound. A clarifying question about the mystery sound.
When you hear that sound, are you having fun?
It's conceivable.
Okay,
not in the way that you are probably imagining it, but...
Oh,
you know.
All right, my goodness.
All right, I have to go now. Thank you, Doug. Right,
thank you.
There you go. Good Lord. All right, it's 503-733-2970. So tomorrow, the woman is at the court at 8:30? Is that when we have to be there?
Well, I guess that's when everybody who has, a court date on that day.
Everyone who has business with the man.
Exactly.
So Sarah had her car destroyed about 4 weeks ago now, right?
Yeah, it was
3-4 weeks ago.
Memorial Day weekend.
A woman and her ne'er-do-well boyfriend, whom she's apparently not supposed to have been dating anyway, because he's from a worse part of the side of the tracks. So she allegedly, although we're pretty sure that she did it, slid into your car. And then ran away, abandoning the car she was driving at the scene.
Yep.
And so we know from a man who works for the man, a mole on the inside with the city, that she will be showing up at 8:30 tomorrow for her court date.
Now, hopefully, but I'm kind of hoping she won't, then there'll be a warrant out for her arrest.
Well, see, people, then the cops will get her and they'll club her mercilessly like a baby seal, which she deserves, by the way.
Yeah, I'm not going soft on her. You know, I'm looking at a little MySpace profile. It's like, I love my children. It's like, well, you should have thought about that before you destroyed my car.
Yeah. Yeah, the children will love you a little bit less every day while you're...
Think how much they'll respect you for righting the wrong that you did.
Think about how much they'll miss you while you're rotting in jail. It's too bad about that. So many people ask me what we're going to do tomorrow.
I don't know. I have to say, I'm a little scared of her.
You afraid she's going to whoop up on your ass?
I've seen her picture. You've seen her picture. She looks a little scary.
Well, she's a criminal, allegedly.
Yeah. I know
she's probably got a rap sheet.
I can't say that.
It's probably like a rash all over the computer.
I did meet a cop who might have shown me a picture of her from maybe a previous thing that she might have done.
Where she's holding up a number in front of her? Giving a profile shot?
Perhaps.
Let me ask you this. Did someone similar to you but legally distinct from you...
Yes.
...talk to someone who might or might not have been a police officer? And did that police officer theoretically show the person like you but not you a mugshot of this person who allegedly hit your car, indicating that she has priors, as they say?
I've heard of that happening to people before.
Yeah, see, it's gonna be fed. It's gonna be like the Untouchables. It's gonna be a brawl on the courthouse steps.
I don't even know how to press charges. I don't know what I'm supposed to do.
Well, no, but you don't have to press charges because she hit your car. So the state
attorney presses charges.
Yeah, the city, the man will press charges for you. Although you could probably also sue her civilly. I would urge you to do that and take her for everything.
I need to because you know what? The measly insurance settlement I'm getting won't buy me.
Well, and this isn't an accident. This isn't like me when I bumped into the car at a stoplight. You know what? I hit a guy at a stoplight, and you know what? I manned up. I got out of the car. And you know, when you get, like, my insurance card, I could pull out my insurance card right now, and it says, I don't have it on me, but it's in my office. I carry my wallet. I am responsible. I carry insurance. I can't. The only thing I'm not sure about is the registration. I'm pretty sure that's in the car somewhere, but I don't know. I got my license. I got my insurance card. I carry the insurance card for both vehicles in my wallet. So no matter where I am, the insurance card is with me. I don't want to be that guy because I've been hit by somebody with no insurance before. And I understand everybody's got problems, money's tight, whatever. I don't want to be that guy, though. So, you know, even when I was, you know, younger, if I had to sacrifice other stuff to stay insured, I did it. Because if you hit somebody and you're uninsured, you are done. If you hit somebody with your car and it's your fault and you do not have, like, liability insurance, your life is over. Because you will be paying that off for it. Because you're automatically at fault if you're not insured, first of all. So, but I carry all of this. And on the back of the insurance card, it says, do not admit fault. You know, no matter what happens, never admit the fault. But you know what? When I hit that BMW last year, the guy was I've told the story, but he was just getting out of Cooney BMW. He had just bought it.
Oh.
I've told the story. He
this is the happiest day of my life.
No, literally. It was in Beaverton. I was going to the IHOR, the International House of Rock, where we were rehearsing Bigger Than Jesus. He literally was pulling out of Cooney BMW, brand new car, dealer sticker in the back window, literally had just signed it, like, I can't wait to drive my new... Drove out of the lot, turned right, pulled up to a red light. Here comes Rick. Wham! Like the fist of an angry god.
Oh.
He never even finished his first stunt.
He didn't know. He had driven the car about 100 yards. And I saw the whole thing. I mean, I was there. I mean, I hit him. And I got out, and I'm like, you know what, dude? It's my fault. I'll pay whatever I have to pay. And the insurance company, man, they reamed me for like $1,000. That was, you know, and whatever, you know, but it was my fault. So, but she hit your car. And then, like a bitch, ran away.
My car was parked safely, nicely, on a side street, and she rammed into it and ran away.
And abandoned her car.
For me to never find her again, not to mention the fact that the car that she took that turned out to allegedly be her parents lied and said that that it had been stolen earlier.
Uh-huh.
I'm just, like, so pissed at that entire family.
Glad that's not your kid.
Oh.
Anyway, so all I'm saying is... That, you know, you gotta do what's right. You hit somebody, that's fine. You don't abandon your car and run away. You get what's coming to you. So...
Especially if you hit Sarah Dillon.
Yeah, exactly. The moral of this is don't screw with Sarah. All right. Should I take this line one, Scotty, before we do anything else? Is that kind of... Okay, let me get to Dave. Dave, you're on the Rick Emerson Show. How are you today, sir?
Not as good as usual, Rick.
What's up?
Morning, my wife goes out and runs back in. She goes, you will not believe this. Some pinhead put a firework underneath the back windshield wiper. It doesn't have a minivan. It's a little Scion XB thing.
Right, and it's got the windshield wiper for the big back window.
Exactly. Right. Well, the big back window is a big black broken window because the firework went off, melted the car, and the back window gone.
So they put... See, and that doesn't even make any sense. Like,
yeah.
I understand taping your fireworks to a G.I. Joe figure or through... I used to go to my mom's rose bushes.
Yeah,
God love her, and we would take these big fireworks, like the kind that go bang, and we would put them inside a big rose bloom and light the fuse, and it would just blow the rose into confetti. Well, I don't even understand why would somebody put a firework under your windshield wiper?
If I understood that, they'd be dead.
Because they're a waste of skin. That's why. Yeah. They're a waste of oxygen. So
and when you want to go and when you want to report it, they actually say, oh well, you actually have to have a cop. And the fire marshal, because it's considered arson.
Is that going to be covered, or are you going to have to pay the deductible on that? I mean, is it your insurance? Are you going to have to pay that?
$250, my friend.
And I'm not advocating violence is a solution. Violence is wrong. You should respect all human life. All I'm saying is, everyone does understand, as the man said in Pulp Fiction, it would almost be worth the guy doing it just so you could catch him doing it. You know what I mean?
Absolutely. If I could be Vincent Vega for one moment.
That's what I'm talking about. All right, well, I'm sorry that happened to you, sir.
Thanks, brother.
All right, thank you. There you go. All right, that's Dave. All right, 503-733-2970. All right, well, let us do this. We're going to take caller number 5 right now for Spot the Fake Metal Lyrics. And we'll take a break. We'll come back and we'll do the fake metal lyrics on the other side. We've got a pair of tickets to Off Fest, which is happening this Friday at the Roseland. It's Unearth... Norma Jean, All That Remains, Hatebreed, is some Aussie second stagers. So that's coming up this Friday at the Roseland Off Fest. We will take caller number 5. If you can spot the fake metal lyrics, a pair of those tickets is yours. You stay there. It's the Rick Emerson Show. We're back after this on AM 970, Solid State Radio.
Rick Emerson Show.
All right, here we go.
On AM 970. Solid State Radio.
This hour, the Rick Emerson Show, brought to you by CD Game Exchange with 5 locations in Portland. They buy, they sell, they trade. CD Game Exchange.
Think your Oscar Mayer jingle could cut the mustard?
Oh, I wish I were an Oscar Mayer wiener.
Today and sing it your way. You could star in our commercial. Go to singthejingle.com for complete details or visit a Wienermobile this summer. Sing the jingle, be a star. Open to U.S. residents 6 and over. No purchase necessary. Ends 9/4/06.
Oh, yeah!
If you haven't heard the Tom Likas Show lately, you haven't heard this.
Yeah. I left the child support only, didn't take the business, and started my own business.
Now, when you say you wanted the money, that's not the same you wanted the money that that I hear from other people. Other people who want 6- and 7-figure settlements. Well, other people who want vagina money after they're divorced. I mean, I've had these conversations.
I know you have, and I know you probably think, okay, she's not smart, or whatever you may
think. Not a matter of thinking you're not smart, just simply saying that's mostly what's out there.
My comment to say to men, do not get married. Use a condom.
Angel on the Tom Likas Show. Hello.
The broad before me, she totally contradicted herself. I was brought up, why buy the cow when you could get the milk for free?
Let's listen. The Tom Likas Show. Weekdays at 3 on AM 970. Solid State Radio.
You want your man to look good, but words like exfoliant scare him. Walgreens introduces Men's Zone, a new line of skin and hair care just for him. They even have a body spray with deodorant protection. Men's Zone comes in manly black and blue packaging, so he won't be intimidated. Department store brands cost up to $35. Men's Zone top price, only $8.99. Get Men's Zone for your man and get 33% off this week only. Men's Zone, total care for men, exclusively at Walgreens.
Dude, what are you doing?
Not my credit threat, so I couldn't get a car.
Yeah, but you're in the middle of the street with a rowboat.
Yeah, dude, I just invented it. I call it a land boat.
Yeah, it's a rowboat. You're barely moving.
Yeah, no, man, it's not much, but it gets me where I need to go.
Well, you know, you don't have to have great credit if you go to Metro Auto Wholesale. They've been around for 25 years. They've got 28 different lenders that'll compete for your business
even if your credit is bruised, which it most obviously is, if you're rowing a boat in the middle of the street.
Dude, that's tight, but I mean, are they all junkers? Because my Lambo's pretty sweet.
Well, as sweet as your Lambo is, they've actually got 500 late model, low mileage, quality pre-owned vehicles that covers three whole city blocks.
Tight, bro. I'm paddling there now. How do I get there, man?
Well, they're on the corner 72nd and Southeast Foster Road, so, you know, I guess just row there.
Sick, dude. I'm on my way.
At Taco Time Restaurants, we're so excited about adding mango peach salsa to our famous crispy chicken ranchero. We'd like to give you a taste of it right now. Unfortunately, this is radio and you can't taste radio. But we can let you hear what this flavorful, tart, sweet and tangy new entree sounds like to your taste buds. It goes a little something like this. The first thing your tongue hears is the syncopated rhythm of fresh cabbage blend with cheddar cheese and a blast of ranch dressing. As your taste buds listen to the crispy strips of tender chicken, they hear a melody of stringed instruments. Finally, the crescendo of sweet and tangy mango peach salsa strikes a keynote of flavor on your palate. It all comes together for that big band sound in your mouth. The new Mango Ranchero. It's music to your tongue. It's Taco Time.
Homeowners, if you want to spend less on bills, how about reducing your mortgage payment up to 33%? It's easy with Quicken Loans. Just write down this number, 800-281-6105. Quicken Loans can show you how to cut your mortgage payment up to 33% so you can make your money work harder, like paying off high-interest credit card bills, affording home improvements, or increasing your retirement savings. Just call 800-281-6105. With over 150 exclusive loan programs, the mortgage experts at Quicken Loans have something for you. This could be the most valuable call you make all year. Find out how you can cut your monthly mortgage payment up to 33%. Quicken Loans, America's home loan experts. Equal housing lender, licensed in all 50 states. Call now, 800-281-6105. That's 800-281-6105.
You know, it's funny. Millions of drivers switch to GEICO because of the savings. But you never know how good a car insurance company really is until you have a claim. That's why so many drivers stay with GEICO.
The phone lines are open. Call Rick Emerson at 503-733-2970. This is AM 970, Solid State Radio.
It's Rick Emerson Show live from Portland. It's 503-733-2970. 503-733-2970. You can also email if you like. It's rick@rickemerson.com. Here's what's coming up. In just a second, we'll do Spot the Fake Metal Lyrics. We have a pair of tickets to Off Fest, which is happening at Roseland, this Friday. It's a bunch of bands from the Ozfest second stage. Hatebreed is the headliner. So we'll do Spot the Fake Metal Lyrics in just a second. Is this Gary Baumgartner? Okay. We'll get Gary Baumgartner here after that. We've got the top five coming up, the City Desk. We got horribly off track and derailed in the news hour because of, was it the math thing that got us?
No, we're talking about sports.
I'm sorry, it was math and then sports and then Lisa Goddard in high heels. And the emails about that are pouring in, by the way. So everybody's got their own. Do we even have the audio on that? We're not running an air check or anything today, so I don't even have the audio on it. Everybody's got their own.
We'll never know.
We'll never know until, like, we've got this, Rick. She doesn't look like your type, by the way. I just looked at the website. Not your type at all. Have you checked her out? By the way, I'm going to go eat. You should check your sister out. Okay.
Are there different pictures with heels and without?
I don't really know the answer to that. How about this? Rick, the girl has it for you. Admit it. You love the attention. Play back how she greeted you today. Oh. That's from a woman, incidentally, typing that. What else? Lisa would have to be a dunce, which she clearly isn't, not to know that a reference to her heels would conjure up fantasies of her undoubtedly shapely legs. All right. Don't give me that look. I'm just reading the email. It's not my fault.
Okay.
I'm not going to screen out what the people say. It's not my job.
I don't expect you to. I'm not judging.
Okay.
Do you have some more phlegm to be coughing up somewhere?
No, I'm actually pretty good right now.
Okay. And then we got the top five. Dennis Pitzerberger is going to be here. We'll take clarifying questions about the mystery sound. A pile of Britney news to get to as well. So, ladies and gentlemen, let's welcome... Wait, hold on. All right. Hold on. We got my computer turned up there?
I guess the answer is yes.
Okay. All right. It's time for Spot the Fake Metal Lyrics. At stake today, you got a pair of tickets to see Offfest featuring Hatebreed and Norma Jean at the Roseland this Friday. Tony, how are you, sir?
Good.
Tony, are you ready to spot the fake metal lyrics?
Yes, I am.
All right, here's the deal. I'm going to sing you one set of metal lyrics that is real, one set of metal lyrics that is fake. You must then tell me which is the fake set of metal lyrics. Are you ready?
Yes.
All right. These are in no particular order, and again, pay no attention to the melody, the phrasing. This is all about the lyrics themselves. One of these is fake, one is real. Are you ready, Tony?
Okay.
Here we go. Set of lyrics, the first. I summon winds of fire. I summon winds of disease. I summon torture upon all my rivals. Who shall bleed? All right, that's a set of lyrics one.
Okay.
Set of lyrics two. I've been a man at many a place, burned by the sun, disfigured face. I walk the planet, forever I roam. This hell is forever my home. All right, Tony, which was the fake set of metal lyrics?
Wow, that's a tough one. I think I'll have to go with the first set.
No, in your face!
You can't lord that. That Scotty J wrote those lyrics.
Kneel before Zod, son of Jor-El. I can lord it. Man, I'm just saying, this show has fooled like five people in a row. Where is your God now, Tony? I'm just
obviously
saying.
Obviously not at the concert.
No. All right. Thank you, sir. Thank you, Tony.
Thanks.
All right. There you go. You lose. Fatality. All right. 503-733-2. Yeah, baby. That's five. Now, I know the last time we did this, which is for the Unleash Your Inner Rock God contest, so the final guy got it right. But I'm saying, for me, I'm saying that's like five almost, because there were four in a row that we beat, the one guy and then this. So that is, with one exception, that's five people in a row we fooled with our fake metal lyrics. And I didn't even write these. Scotty J wrote these. This hell is forever my home. He's the best thing about this, by the way, is he's named his fake songs. Scotty has not just... He's taken it one step further. I wrote fake lyrics. He wrote fake lyrics and then came up with fake song titles. That song, by the way, I Walk the Planet, This Hell is Forever My Home, that song is called Burned by Desire.
Oh, my God.
I walk the planet, this hell, forever my home. Burned by desire. Let's welcome out of the Rick Emerson Show, live from New York City, CNN radio correspondent. New York City. That's, you know, this makes me feel so, I mean, I know I theoretically should be happier if we're giving away the tickets. I know that I shouldn't be happy when someone loses, because it just means we have to keep doing this over and over again. And eventually I'll just have to stand on a street corner giving the tickets away. But I do take pride in the fact that we can fool people with our metal lyrics. That's right. Who is the medalist of them all? Gary Baumgarten, how are you, sir?
I like the fake ones better.
Dude, I walk the planet, forever I roam. This hell is forever home.
Those are great lyrics.
That's what I'm talking about. This Burned by Desire is a hit.
We just got to get the band behind us now.
Get some guy out there with a leather codpiece and like a microphone with a snake wrapped around it. You're ready to rock, my friend.
He's got another career in front of him there. That was great.
We ought to just, the hell with this. We ought to just all go start a band. All of us, right?
There you go.
All right. Hey, let's talk about... five of the best syllables in the whole English language. Those are Naomi Campbell.
You know, it's funny. Today, all the stories I did were on pseudo-celebrities like Naomi Campbell.
Yeah, what other pseudo-celebrities are you talking about?
Boy George and Rosie O'Donnell.
Okay, well, let's do it all.
Let's do it all.
Well, let's start here at the top. So, Naomi Campbell, is this the same person she beat? Is she beating somebody new, or is this...
Oh, my God, this woman. I mean, if there's smoke, there's fire. I can't believe all these allegations aren't are fake. Can you? I mean,
no.
Here she's in criminal court in New York City for throwing a cell phone, allegedly, at a housekeeper, cracking her head open, because the housekeeper, it is alleged, couldn't find a pair of jeans that she wanted.
Yeah,
I think it was to appear on the Oprah Winfrey show. She wanted the jeans. Well, at the same time, this very day, a lawsuit is filed in civil court in Manhattan, another housekeeper who says that she was assaulted by Naomi Campbell for the same reason. Over a missing pair of blue jeans.
Well, you would think at some point that Naomi Campbell would... I mean, if she really feels the compulsion to beat people, that she would find... I mean, you figure she'd pick somebody that is... I mean, she'd go to another country to do it. Maybe somewhere where they're not going to wreck it. She might wear a mask of some kind.
Yeah, I think actually they're going to order her, the court, into anger management counseling, and they're going to have Russell Crowe be the counselor. You know?
Not a Bing. I mean, it's great. Could she go...
with these people? I don't understand.
Let me ask you this. Here's really all I care about. Is there a chance that Naomi Campbell could go to prison and be beaten herself?
She's not going to go to prison.
Nah,
they had a two-minute-long hearing, and they sent him home, and they're coming back September 27th, and they're going to have a settlement by then, just like they did with Boy George.
Well, now what is it? Okay, what's up with Boy George? I didn't know anything about this.
Well, Boy George, you may recall... Giorgio Dowd is his real name.
Right.
This absolutely, without question, is a cry for help. He dials 911. He reports that there's a burglary in his apartment in Manhattan. The cops come charging in. There was no burglary. And what's in plain view on the table, right, the coffee table in front of him? Cocaine. You know, the guy's been struggling with drugs forever. And, why else would he dial 911? So they... you know, take him into custody. They did work out a plea deal, and he was sentenced to community service. And today the city announced that community service will be 5 days of picking up trash
on
a garbage truck.
This highway cleaned by the Karma Chameleon.
There you go. There you go.
Sad.
So, and, you know, I can't wait to see what, you know, kind of community service Naomi Campbell's going to get.
Don't you think, though, I'm telling you right now, it seems obvious, but they should all be put in one house together.
Yeah, all of them. I don't really remember the background of how Boy George, I mean, he was a weird kind of guy when he came onto the scene, but
right.
Naomi Campbell was 15 years old when she was already a supermodel, so,
yeah.
I mean, these kids are, you know, when they're young, they're stripped of their youth, and I don't think they're given an opportunity to properly develop.
No.
I mean, look at the antics of Britney Spears, for example. I mean, they just don't have an opportunity to be children, when they should be children.
Here's the thing about Britney Spears. We were just talking about... we have had a long, weird relationship with Britney Spears on this show because at first, and largely because I used to have a male producer, I used to have a guy running this show, Matt,
right.
This way, Matt Peterson, who you remember talking to.
Yeah, I remember.
And so it was a lot of guys in a room talking about Britney Spears, and it was a whole lot of, Britney Spears, I know what she needs. You know, it was a lot of that.
Right.
And then it became sort of a, Britney Spears, she's a washed up has-been, and then it became... oh, God, she's bloated and stretchy.
But how old was she when the guys were sitting around? I mean, honestly.
No. I'm not trying to defend our hideous pig-like actions.
No, I'm just saying. She was made into, just like Michael Jackson. You know, look what happened to him. She was made into a sex symbol while she was, running around in boxer shorts when she was a child.
No, it's true. The weird thing about her is you see these interviews now, and it is so clear that she has gotten, I don't mean this in a snippy way, but I'm saying she's gotten powerful enough and sort of independent enough that she has, probably for good, fired the handlers around her.
Mm.
And you can tell now because you're sort of getting the unvarnished Britney now, which is both good and a little weird because she's just, she's just on television in a way that they never would have allowed her to look when she was younger.
Right.
You know, it doesn't matter to me, but she's like wearing she's got fake eyelashes literally falling off during the interview.
Yeah.
Snapping her gum.
Like Tammy Faye Baker or something.
Totally.
Unbelievable.
But like less classy. Yeah.
Less classy, exactly.
I mean, and so it's just really bizarre. And I really am fascinated by the idea of what Britney Spears is going to be like when she's 45. You just got to wonder, like, what goes on in that head of hers, and how warped is she, and how warped is she going to continue to become?
Right.
So
she's not going to make it. She's going to be another Marilyn Monroe.
Yeah, I mean, probably. Should be. Yeah, I mean,
sleeping tablets, an overdose of sleeping tablets.
It's entirely possible because she clearly has just been traumatized. And again, I know everybody else is a Cry Me a River for Britney Spears. I'm just saying.
Right.
It's just bizarre, man. She clearly is going a little bit off the deep end. So
I think we, the public, you know, the fans of all these people, you know, I mean, we play into all this stuff, and we probably contribute in a way. I mean, not as badly as their parents, right, who should be parents first and not be so interested in them being cash cows for them, you know. But I think we play into it a little bit when we sit around and gawk at a, you know, 15-year-old kid running around in boxer shorts or whatever it happens to be. You know, it's just
not right. True. All right, so, and you had, so was it, oh, and Rosie O'Donnell, you also.
Yeah, Rosie O'Donnell forced the crashing and burning of star Jones Reynolds over at The View. You know, she's coming in to replace Meredith Vieira when Vieira goes to NBC, to the Today Show, to replace Katie Couric.
At what point did you become Mike Walker from the National Enquirer?
I can't believe it. Well, I mean, it's just because I'm here in New York, and what's landing better this than a terrorist attack.
No, it's true. So I read this morning that Star Jones is gone. But what is the story there? What happened?
Well, the two of them obviously weren't going to get along on the show, and they probably weren't going to get along to the point where it wouldn't just be cool tension on the show that people would tune into. It had all the makings of a real explosive disaster, and so they just didn't renew Star's contract. She's out. 10 years gone.
It is a crazy day. So, and we are glad that you're there in the city that never sleeps, Gary.
And I'm glad I'm here to keep my finger on the pulse of entertainment for you.
Thank you, Gary. All right, we will talk to you soon, my friend.
Later.
CNN radio correspondent Gary Baumgarten.
Was that his like hipper younger brother or something?
Vanishes into the night. Boy, that was like he was
here
like
later.
Yeah, gorilla of news there. He strikes and he sinks back into the city. All right. It's 503-733-2970. Scotty, so this line, should I go right here to this call? Is that real right there? I'm looking at the screen. I'm just trying to do one. Okay. So let's welcome now to the Rick Emerson Show. And so I'm going to bring on Kelly.
No, actually, it's Storm.
Oh,
Rick.
It is Storm. Hello, Storm Large, ladies and gentlemen. Okay, I'm looking at the screen. I didn't have this up. I look at the screen and it says Kelly from Rockstar with Storm Large. So I didn't know if it was. Is Kelly one of your people?
She's my handler. I'm kind of like a giraffe at the zoo where you've got a handler, so the giraffe doesn't trample anybody.
Does this mean that our people have to talk to your people now?
No, you're talking to me.
All right,
well, yeah,
baby.
I guess, yeah, they sort of. I'm not allowed to call anybody.
Storm Large.
They have to call for me.
Storm and the Balls and Rockstar Supernova debuts on July 5th. And
July 5th.
Jason Newsted, Tommy Lee, and Gilby Clark, who was in Guns N' Roses, and 15 contestants vying for the chance to front the new band called Supernova. And so you, Storm Large, Portland idol and icon and legend. You are now, okay, so now we, okay, Sarah, you got to help me out
now
here.
Now we can babble. No, right, I was just on MSN today, Storm, and there was a huge article on it.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
It's a big deal, man. It's a huge, huge show.
Are you in the house now? Are you living in the house now?
I am calling you from the mansion.
Oh, do you have a phone booth like they did on this Real Life? Are you
ever
in a phone booth?
No. You know, Sarah, I don't watch the show.
I know you don't.
What you're talking about.
Okay, but so you're not in a phone booth.
But no, I'm sitting in a beautiful bedroom.
Are you on camera
Are you alone? No.
Am I alone?
Are you on camera?
What are you wearing?
Are you on camera? Are they taping right now?
They're taping my audio, but the cameras are elsewhere. I'm sort of hiding kind of behind a bed.
We should totally try to make her cry so that it'll get on the show. Because then it'll be like, they'll put the sad music and it'll be that moment of show where it's like, it's all so much being away from my family.
It is really hard that, you know, that Portland doesn't have Storm anymore.
Such a bad person.
Oh.
It's kind of like this gaping hole where you were, Storm. And I know you have to go off and do bigger and brighter things, but don't forget about us little people.
I was only there on Friday. It can't be that bad.
We heard that final show at Wilf's was sold out and an hour wait before it even began.
Yeah.
And it was a madhouse.
It was a tear fest. I was crying. Sarah, I had you on the list, but I was like, no one is getting into this. It sold out beyond capacity at like 7:15 or something.
Wow.
So
no, thank you anyway, Storm.
Well, where in in the general area is the mansion? Can you tell us kind of what general area it's in?
I actually have no idea. It's up high.
And so
there's a tremendous view all around, but I'm not familiar. When we drove here, I have no idea where I am.
I got to tell you,
honest to God.
I got to tell you, I looked. We're talking to Storm Large, who's on. It was a Portland icon who was on Rockstar Supernova.
We have questions. We only have her for very short.
I went to the MSN site and I looked through the list of contenders, and I got to tell you, they don't look like they hold a candle to you, sister.
Yes,
you're head and shoulders. And...
So Storm, all right,
you guys would be really. There are some amazing, they really did a worldwide search, and the people that they brought here are badass, for real. And I'm a snob, and I hate everybody, and they are badass.
And so when do you first start performing? When is your first competition?
First competition is coming up in a few days, I think. I have to perform, and then America votes on the 5th. And then if I'm in the bottom three, I guess how this thing works, they vote, and then the favorite what would it be, 12, get to hang out and watch the bottom three, the people who got the fewest votes, perform again on, Thursday this week.
And then one of them is booted.
One of them is going home.
Yeah, I wouldn't worry about it.
No,
it's
Storm.
I'm not worried about it. I'm in it to win it, baby. You know me.
All right, so Storm, are you going to be, you know, because you're kind of sexual in your act on stage, are you going to kind of tone it down for TV, or are you going to be exactly how you are when you perform in Portland?
I'm not going to talk about, you know, Dick Cheney and Donald Rumsfeld having a love thing going on. I'm not going to be able to have any banter, so it will certainly.
So it's pure performance.
Save me on that.
So it's
pure singing. Just me show up, the song starts, boom, I do my thing.
Oh yeah.
Let me ask you this. So you've got the performance coming up. What is your day? I mean, it sounds so cheesy, but what is your day to day life there? If you're performing on Sunday and then there's the voting, what do you do the rest of the time there? Is it just living day to day like you're living anywhere?
Kind of. There's a schedule for rehearsals. There's a schedule for press. There's a schedule for there's a small workout area on the premises, and we are working out schedule for that. There's a lot of us here. This is a mansion, but there's a limited amount of showers.
Right.
So, you know, we're just kind of moving in, getting adjusted, getting to know each other, and so far it's been a blast.
It's fantastic.
You know, there's an AM/PM in every street corner there.
Fantastic.
What?
Do they have Tim? When did you know there's an AM/PM there at any point? Should you need alcohol late at night to soothe?
Well, you know
your,
what? They believe me. They want us to drink.
They want us to drink.
And have, go. Oh, I'm falling in the pool with a naked person.
Good
TV.
So Storm, how much of it is going to be your life in the mansion, and how much is going to be you performing on stage? Everyone is
on the website. I believe is going to be the majority of the day-to-day filming and the reality show aspect. The network show will be the majority of music, singing, more of the produced things. Okay. Even though they're live to tape, there's no stopping and starting over when you're performing. That's going to be the majority, the thrust of the show will be the performing.
Has there been some sort of a welcome, like a kickoff party or like a moving in party with everybody?
Kind of. We all got here and we were like, oh my gosh, there's our house. Look at this amazing place. And we dropped our stuff and ran in to the house, and this huge spread of alcohol and cheeses and meat and fruit and candles lit everywhere. And that was officially really where we got to know each other and meet.
And
we hadn't met, so it was very nice.
Talking to a Storm Large, Portland icon and legend, towering figure of song, who is on the Rockstar Supernova. I know you're probably up to your eyeballs, so I know we're probably going to let you go here, but I think a lot of people wonder this. So you're in the house, it's mic'd, there's cameras. Are there places you can go to get away from the camera and the taping?
Well, it's not. This show is a really... For reality shows, it's really highbrow. It's about music. It's about your talent.
Right.
It's not about catching you literally with your pants down.
Right.
Yes, that makes good TV and good tension and whatnot, but they're not filming us in the bathroom.
Right.
When we go to the bathroom, they turn our mics off for privacy. And, you know, if we're going to take a shower, obviously they're not filming us.
Sure.
Security cameras everywhere, but they're not taping, you know.
So it's not
my roommate is ill, and they...
they're not, you know, they're excluding her, and they're not in her face going, how do you feel about being sick?
So it's not the real world.
No, it's not. All right. It's not gratuitous and nasty and phony. It's like the coolest camp you've ever been in your life.
And you are isolated, and the reason I ask this is because I guess I should ask you now, as far as us talking to you, because you probably can't call out, can't email, can't internet, can't anything.
Oh, I can't do anything, and I can only talk to my family like once or twice a week. I get one phone call for 15 minutes a week, I think. But I can talk to the press all the time, so I can sort of blanket say to anybody listening, I love you guys, I love you, I'm having a good time.
That's fantastic. Awesome. Look, ew,
all right,
working it.
Storm Large, Rockstar Supernova. The first episode airs July 5th, after which it is Tuesdays on CBS. The website is rockstar.msn.com. And does your site have anything, stormlarge.com, or is it pretty much the...
Stormlarge.com just probably has a banner across it saying, hey, you looking for me? I'm at msn.com, Rockstar, you know. See me, check the local listings for Rockstar Supernova.
Fantastic.
Kind of thing like that.
All right, Storm. Well, we will be thinking about you, and we'll be watching, absolutely, and you call us when you...
Stormwatch.
it's going to be called Stormwatch, sister. You laugh. I'm going to use that.
No, I know you're going to do that, Rick. I was thinking there could be, you know, storm warning. There could be storm window.
Somebody said storm at large.
Storm at large,
so there
taken
you go.
By storm.
Taken by storm. That'll be your first solo album when you split with the guys later. When there's a fight over royalties and you and Tommy Lee punch it out somewhere and you go solo, it'll be taken by storm.
Taken by storm.
All right. You call us anytime you get the urge, the itch, the desire, the whatever. And have a great time, and we will all be thinking of you, Storm.
Right on. We love you, and I'll see you guys from the little box.
All right, sister. We'll be watching. Good luck,
Storm.
Thank you, Storm.
Thank you. Take care.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, Storm Large there. Rockstar Supernova.
She's a regular Storm Trooper.
Thank you. I don't have the wah-wah. I had no idea that was going to happen today. Scotty is typing on the screen, best Portland effing show, Oregon show ever. It's completely true. Damn, man. Well, what were we going to do here before? Well, we were going to do the top five. All right, we got Baumgarten later. Baumgarten really was extra hip. I think being in proximity to all the celebrities is... Mm-hmm. And I mean, kind of giving the bums rush there, but I looked up at a Storm on hold. That's so cool. All right, I can't wait. And, you know, this is...
So did she say she can call us anytime?
She can call, well, yeah, because they don't care about the pimping. So I guess she can only call her family once a week for 15 minutes, like she's at Rikers or something.
It's like she's Saddam Hussein.
Seriously. But she can call the press whenever, so I get the feeling we can talk to her whenever. I do know, she did tell us when she was here, that I don't think she can call us or talk, not that she'd have time anyway, but on the day that a show is airing, because it is live. A lot of it is live. Ooh, that's a good picture of her.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, that sounded creepy just now, but that's a great picture.
She looks all sultry.
She looks beautiful. I mean, she is beautiful, but she looks extra beautiful there. You should tell everybody where that is. Where is that? Can you put the
realityworld.com?
Post a link to that?
Yeah.
That's a beautiful picture of her. She kind of has a Charlize Theron thing going on there.
It's under realitytvworld.com.
All right, I gotta quit looking. Or I'm just gonna end up staring.
Ooh, I can already see the positioning from that picture.
She's gonna
be the sultry bad girl.
I went. Have you gone to the site and looked at all the other contestants?
No, that's what I was doing right now.
Let's do it when we come back, shall we? Mm-hmm. It's local. It's relatable. It's the Rick Emerson Show. AM 970 Solid State Radio. Well, we were gonna go to the city desk and then no. Okay, we'll come back.
We'll go to the city desk.
That's what I'm saying. Just now, we'll come back. Best show ever. Come back and go to the city desk with Tim Riley. Dennis Pittenberger is probably wandering around somewhere bothering people. We got top five coming up. In honor of Storm, I think we'll do the song about girls who cut themselves. It's 503-733-2970. We'll do another installment of Spot the Fake Metal Lyrics there. Don't go anywhere. It is the Rick Emerson Show, the best damn thing you've ever heard, live from Portland on AM 970. Solid State Radio. Don't go anywhere.
Rick Emerson, live from Portland, only on AM 970, Solid State Radio.
Well, I think Davey probably counts his family. If she can call family once a week and they...
Hopefully.
Well, I mean, I don't... Okay.
He's in the band. I'm sorry. Should I? Am I saying things I shouldn't? That are not? Well, whatever. Sorry. They are. Okay. 503-733-2970. You know, we just did the caller thing there where I forgot the microphone was on, forgot we were doing a radio show, and that thousands of people hear our voices when we speak. Well, anyway, but any of those. It's like, what is family? Is it her parents? Is it the guys in the band? You know, I'm glad that we fall into the media. For once, I'm glad to be part of the mainstream media. Part of the liberal mainstream media. Throwing all that is good and right in this country. All right. What are we doing here? CD Game Exchange? CD Game Exchange. What else is there to say? Hey, they probably got Storm in the Ball CDs right there, actually. If not, perhaps you might say to yourself, who is this Motley Crue? Who is this Metallica, this Guns and Roses you speak of, from which the rock star cast is drawn? Let me tell you this right now. If you got stuff at home sitting around, and I know you do, look, maybe you got like a no-good ex-boyfriend, girlfriend, they left all their stuff behind, you kept it, some sort of retribution for, you know, denting your car, whatever. Trade it in now. Take the things that belong to that wretched ex-significant other, trade them in. If you got DVDs, you watched them a jillion times, and maybe you did that thing where you bought like the Dukes of Hazzard box set because it seemed like a good idea, and then you realize no one really wants to sit around and watch Dukes of Hazzard reruns. You can trade those DVDs in. If you got the video games, so you got like maybe what, Halo 1 or, you know, Black, that's a game I've been playing a lot. But, you know, once you beat it, you can't play it online. There's no point. Who wants to play it again? You've already beaten it. You take, trade it in, get something else. They buy, they sell, they trade. 5 locations, 1 near you, CD Game Exchange. You got a brand new location on Southeast McLaughlin Boulevard, by the way. They are a proud sponsor of the Rick Emerson Show. They got new and used. If they don't have it, they'll find it. Go support them, support this program, and do yourself a favor musically or otherwise. CD Game Exchange.
Are you struggling with too much credit card debt, sky-high interest rates, late fees, over-limit fees? Having trouble just making the monthly minimums? We can help. We're Credit Card Relief. We've helped thousands of people become debt-free in months instead of years, all while saving thousands of dollars. No, this isn't bankruptcy or one of those consumer credit counseling deals or a high-interest consolidation loan. It's Credit Card Relief. We have an outstanding record of performance and client satisfaction. We provide a complete credit analysis and free consultation with a local participating program attorney. If you're serious about getting out of debt, call Credit Card Relief right now. Don't wait for the collection calls to start. The consultation is free, and the relief is real.
Call 1-866-808-3939. 1-866-808-3939. That's Credit Card Relief. 1-866-808-3939. 3939.
Seems like everyone is making money in real estate these days. Everyone but you, right? You can start making a profit in real estate immediately without using any of your own money. Since 1946, the legendary real estate expert A.D. Kessler has been making big money in real estate, and now he'll share with you his time-tested, proven methods in his straightforward how-to video free.
This is A.D. Kessler. Suppose I could show you a way to get rich, stay rich, and enjoy being rich for the rest of your life with Creative Real Estate. Is there any reason why you wouldn't listen? Call right now and I'll send you my free video on how to make $130,000 a year doing only one deal a month without using any of your own money.
Call 800-757-5172 and get A.D. Kessler's Nuts and Bolts Creative Real Estate video absolutely free. Learn how to get quick cash now doing win-win deals the A.D. Kessler way with no cash down. Call now for this limited time free offer. Call 800-757-5172. Create the success you deserve. Call 800-757-5172.
And now, AM 970 presents the Encyclopedia Portlandia.
The USS Blueback is a U.S. Navy submarine of the Barbell class. Built in 1957 and named for a type of Northwest 7, the Blueback was the last non-nuclear submarine to join the United States Armed Forces. The Blueback's greatest fame came in 1990 when it was featured on screen in The Hunt for Red October. Later that same year, the sub was decommissioned and taken off duty after 32 years of faithful service. The Blueback currently resides at the Oregon Museum of Science and Industry, where visitors are offered guided tours several times a day.
Has been another entry in the Encyclopedia Portlandia from AM 970, Stump State Radio.
You already know that Star builds cruisers motorcycles that take customization to a whole new level, but we'll bet you didn't know that right now you can make a head-turning V-Star your own for as little as $69 a month at Cycle Sports of Salem. Walk in and ride out on a long and low V-Star custom. The V-Star Silverado, complete with saddlebags and windshield, or any one of the other famous V-Stars. They shake up the status quo and say loud and clear that you live life by your own rules. The first rule, I want a new Star. So get down to Cycle Sports of Salem today and ride home in the saddle of a V-Star cruiser for as little as $69 a month. Hurry, you've got to make one your own soon to take advantage of this great offer. Star Motorcycles, they build it, you make it your own. Cycle Sports of Salem is your Star Cruiser headquarters, located on Portland Road just east of I-5, or you can check them out on the web at cyclesports.net.
On the Yamaha card, subject to credit approval, 283106 on selecting 2006 or new prior year Star Motorcycles. $69 monthly payment and 8.9% APR for 24 months, for amount financed up to $8,500. If account kept current, thereafter standard rate of up to 22.99% APR. Default rate, 24.99%. Minimum finance charge, $1.
For me, reading was a way to learn about new places, new things. When I began to lose my eyesight, I was absolutely devastated.